Morning, members.
Morning.
Have you grabbed some tea? One of you. More especially those are from another meeting, like myself. Okay, everybody's fine. If you are fast enough, you can only spend 10 minutes in this meeting, members. Yes, because we only have one item on the agenda. I'm told that the agenda was circulated to all members through the pigeonhole. The only agenda item here is the consideration of minutes of previous meetings. And Tebu, so to take us through the minutes of the previous minutes. I think all members are here. Do we have any apologies for this meeting of the select committee? Yes. Mr. Gunda, ID. Honorable Gunda, ID. And who else? Okay. Do we have the... Oh, yeah, members will sign the register. It's circulating. Okay. Where's my pen? I took my pen. Cell phone. Starting with mine. Okay. Then it goes straight to the item on the agenda, which is the consideration of minutes of previous meetings. Debo, if you are done, can you assist us to take us through this item? Let's do the minutes, yes. Yes, then you go straight to this one. We depend on you guys to guide us.
Back to the meeting.
Oh,
we will be doing the first special meeting of
5 o'clock. 25 June 2009, we'll be dealing with those minutes first and advise if there's any amendments or anything that we have left out, matters arising and all that. First set of minutes. Over to you, members. Any issues on page one? Yes, ma'am. Honorable Chairperson, are we going to come back to the 4th June?
Yes, yes, okay. We are coming to them. Yes.
Okay, what's that doing? Is this?
No, that is it. The first one is the 4th, and then there was the benefit and then the 25th. Because you said that between all the minutes of
the first one is the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the 4th then. Okay, are there any issues on the 4th?
And then there's a 23rd one.
Yes. Let's start with the 4th June, then we go to the 23rd June, then 25th June. We've got 3 sets of minutes in front of us. 4th June, any issues? First page.
Yes, Comrade Chairperson.
Yes.
Can you just make a rectification on my initials? I'm not RN.
Okay.
I'm DZ.
Okay. DZ. Thank you very much for the correction. Mm-hmm. Any other issues? Okay, any mover for the adoption of the minutes as the true reflection of what took place on that day? Honorable Mnube? And Honorable... Okay.
Honorable Chairperson, I so move for the adoption of the minutes, the true record of what.
Thank you very much. Any seconder? Honorable... De Villiers? Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Yes. Seconded by Honorable De Villiers. Okay, then we can move to the next set of minutes, which will be the 25th of June. First page. Any issues on first page of the minutes? Honorable De Villiers?
My absence in that meeting is actually that my intake telephone number was
found. Okay, that will be corrected in the next future meetings. Thanks very much, Honorable De Villiers, for that. Honorable Mnube?
Honorable Chairperson, on page one, there was no, according to the minutes, staff in attendance. So there's an omission.
All right. We'll make that inclusion of the officials that were part of the meeting. Any other matter?
Honorable Chairperson, the the question of the agenda, the question of the agenda not being available. It's not reflected.
Yes.
In the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be an insertion that West, I said I would be more, I would leave at 12, but I stayed until the meeting ended.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be left at the apology.
That will be removed. And on the issue of the agenda, I think the first, on the opening, it is mentioned that the chairperson then raised concern that there is no written copy of the agenda of the meeting and sought guidance from the members on how to proceed. Does that cover the question raised by Honorable Moon? Is that what you
understand?
Okay. If there are no more issues that need to be corrected on the or amended in the minutes, is there any mover for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments? Any? Member Mshudi?
Thanks. I move for the adoption of the minutes and amendment.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Honorable Mshudi. Any seconder to that? Okay, seconded by Honorable Magala and Honorable Ranto. Thank you very much. Then we can move straight to the last set of minutes of the 25th. Honorable
Chairperson, for note purposes, let's not include Honorable Magala on the secondment because she was not in the meeting.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, that was Honorable Ranto. Okay, thanks. 25th June, Mina. First page, any corrections, amendments, issues that have been left out on the minute? Mm-hmm. Second page. Member Mukhat.
Thank you, Chairperson. Under amendment of the mouth, point number 5, the department will be undertaking a campaign register children from the age of 0 to 6 years so that the identity document is no longer linked to the death certificate.
Okay. Do you want to give us the correction? The correct way of phrasing this? Okay. The members were there. Can they just remind us of what exactly was reported in this briefing on this item? Member Ranto?
Comrade Chairperson, thanks. Chairperson, I think the if we can read it again, I think it should say the campaign to register children from 0 to 6 years so that the identity document is linked to the birth certificate of that child. No longer. It's linked.
Okay. So does it make sense the manner in which member and committee secretary members are speaking? I think you'll have to respect that. If you have any opinion, you'll have to put it on paper and give it to me. Member Mube?
Honorable Chairperson. I'm using this backup memory without this taped one. But the minister talked about de-linking.
Okay.
She talked about de-linking the birth certificate. The children should get their birth certificate. I'm saying I'm using my memory bank here without listening to what the tapes are saying. So how I think I heard her saying was to say they're intending to de-link the process of getting the IDs with the children. So that it's not the question of when we are age 16, you now want to get an ID and time goes and lapses and all those things. So how is being put here? I don't think that it should follow that marriage, because that's what she said she wants to move away from, this marriage that she's suggesting.
Okay. So it qualifies what member Ranto was suggesting?
No. Member Ranto, it was said somewhere else.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Somewhere else.
Okay.
But in this meeting, in what she was trying to say to us, to say, you will get your they have to educate community in terms of the value and the need for children from birth, from the birth to get the birth certificate up to age 16, long before the child is pushed by a question of getting an ID for what it is.
So that's the essence
that's
of what
was
supported in the meeting. So we will correct it accordingly. I'm sure you've got it, Tuli, so that we can correct it accordingly properly.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the minutes actually have recorded it correctly. It's the delinking process that the member is talking about. That is what the minister has actually said. Because they want to go on this campaign so that children between 0 and 6 get their birth certificate, so that by the time they apply for the identity document, the department doesn't have to issue first the birth certificate. So they want to delink it in that sense. But it's going to be a long-term sort of goal that they are looking at as a department. Thank you.
So this paragraph number 5, we leave it as it is, or what?
Yes.
We leave it as it is. Okay. Thanks very much.
Honorable Chairperson, if the English is incorrect, let's put it in correct English.
Phrase it properly.
But it should retain the essence.
Thanks very much. Next issue, members. There's nothing on page 3, which is the issues of monitoring the budget, in fact. The last page, any issues? Yes, ma'am.
Sorry about that question. Maybe I'm too slow. I'm looking at point number 9 on page 2, which is talking about the anti-corruption unit is to be set up, and the two officials who will be managing it will be operating from the 1st July. My understanding was that these two officials will be assigned to start, you know, not to say they will be managing, but as a unit, because it will not be complete by then. Maybe starting the process of
setting up the unit, So the rephrase of the number 9 paragraph will have to be done. because there's no unit to be managed here yet. It's still to be established, this unit, by these two officials that are identified by the department. Next issue. Last page. I'll come back to you after we're done with the minutes. Under resolutions, bullet 2, the committee will probably on a quarterly basis meet with the officials. We didn't say only officials. The minister might be part of these meetings. So we say that it's better to say the department. So the department will decide who comes that day or whatever. The department to discuss other matters relating to the department. So I suggest that we remove officials and say to meet with the department. This is accepted. Number, okay. Corrected. Any other matter on the last page? Any move for the adoption of the minutes? Move, Honorable Mube.
Honorable Chairperson, I move for the adoption of these minutes with amendments.
Seconder? Members who are present. Member Mohati. Member Mohati seconding. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, members. We will do the necessary corrections that have been raised by members here and secure the correct minutes. I'm not sure whether I will be right if I say we go straight to the report of the Select Committee on Social Services on Budget Vote 4 and Strategic Plan 2009 to 2011 of the Department of Home Affairs dated 30th June 2009, June 28th. And somebody will have to... Do I have to read this document? Oh, those with institutional memory. Do we go through it line by line? Do you read it? Read it to us. I'm asking you to read it to us. We want to hear your voice now. I'm giving you that permission.
Normally, the report that goes into the ATC just sort of summarizes some of the concerns that members will raise, if there were any concerns. Otherwise, it just makes a recommendation for the budget vote to be adopted. So, picking up on what members were concerned about in the meeting, I then phrase it this way that... The members, the committee having considered budget route 4 as well as the strategic plan, raises the following concerns: that present legislation need to be reviewed and the regulations need to be streamlined so that the security of the country and its citizens is not compromised. Security measures at port of entry need to be strengthened. The management and implementation of the smart card system need to be properly explained. Electronic and digital systems need to be accessible to citizens in both rural and urban areas. The role of centers of excellence to be clearly defined, and also concerned about the disclaimer in the Auditor General's report. In conclusion, the department will have to come back at a later stage so that the strategic plan can be intensely dealt with, that the committee will engage with the department on a regular basis to deal with matters as they arise. And then on the basis of that the vote be passed. Members can change that because I needed to to formulate something for the meeting, but I can still get a direction for the members in this meeting, what I say for the report. It's just what I came up with, having noted what the main concerns of the members were.
Thanks, Debo. Member Magala, followed by Member Mnube.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is item 6.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned about the disclaimer in the Auditor General's report. What is the concern of the members?
Yeah.
The members are concerned that in the AAG, that the department has been getting qualified reports. That up to now, the financial statements of the department are not as they are supposed to be. So hence, the AG issued it at the same, because he then couldn't pass or accept that the financial statements as they are right. I don't know, maybe Tuli can...
Tuli, do you want to... Just to explain it, expand it a little bit on what transpired in that meeting here.
Yeah, I think in terms of the annual report of the Department of Home Affairs, they have been constantly getting a qualified audit by the Office of the Auditor General, which means that the financial statements, as she has put it, are not actually meeting the standards of the Auditor General, but also they are not accounting for all the finances that they have actually used in a way that the Auditor General would be satisfied with. So, but the Director General explained that most of the issues that were actually raised in the report were actually dealt with, but it's certain things that they still need to deal with them as a department in order for them to get a so-called clean audit from the Auditor General. So the concern was from members that moving forward, the department need to improve on the issues that were actually highlighted by the Auditor General. I think that was the issue. Thank you.
I think that what also has to be explained is the, because disclaimer is a disclaimer, which is a different category.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also what is called a qualified report. That means we are improving, but we are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Unqualified, it means the books are perfect,
mm-hmm.
they're clean. So, when here, I assumed that when the minister and the auditor general were talking of a disclaimer, is that the department, even in the last financial year, they received a disclaimer, isn't it? Yeah, well, let's verify that, because they were talking of a disclaimer, not a qualified report. That means that that department, but we have to check and be sure. That department is still at that level of a disclaimer, so their books are in shambles, to say the least. Yes, there are problems. Okay. So, we'll also correct that. But I also feel that the issue has to be brought up into this report. It's very important for us to make mention of it, so that the department must take it up and go and make sure that their books are are controlled properly and also managed properly. If members agree on this issue of disclaimer. Yes, Honorable Plaisy.
Chairperson, I wanted just to make a slight addition. Now, in terms of the minister's response to the same question, disclaimer, and the director general, what I've picked up, they said, now, you know, for the department to get a clean assessment by Auditor General, they need to agree to delete the long-term standing debts and issues that were dealt with by other people previously. because in her response, she further said, the director general in actual fact said, no, the problem was that when they moved from the old office to the new office, lots of documents get lost, and they cannot, they cannot even now still account for such documents which were lost. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
For the addition on the explanation part. So we're still on this document. Do we still think that we can add more issues or subtract or change anything here before we can move for that option? Oh, Member Mnube, I forgot that your hand was up.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I think the other thing that we need to include is the maximization of mobile units, maybe especially to rural and some whatever, some all. That we're not only banking on number four, but also the mobile ones. In our minutes is on page three, number nine.
Mobilization of mobile units in rural areas. Is that the correct phrase? Mobile units.
For those that specialized in English, can put it in a nice English.
Okay. All right.
So
should
it be part of
point
four? Because the mobile units have got the...
Tebuho. Please. I'm still chairing this meeting. Okay. This is the totally different issue, amalgamation and electronic and digital systems. These are two different issues. So we need to put the two.
The other number.
Yes, the other number, yes. Then, members, anything else? We must remember that we can't put everything here. We need to select those things that we think that are key.
Yes.
We need to prioritize this financially so that we can focus and be able to do the oversight on the department. Yes. So do we agree that we will accept the seven, six with the addition of the mobile unit issues that we will present before the relevant structure? Agreed? Aye, man.
Agreed.
Proposed the adoption of this report. Second? Honorable
Tivina. There's a question about the committee recommended the budget book for the park. And the other one, before we can start as the DA to pass the budget book, we in our study group must first discuss it and then
you have a suggestion? How do we deal with this issue that is put on the table? Because we are, members, I should remind you that we are running out of time. Tomorrow, we are supposed to, this document has to go through the processes that have been mentioned here. And tomorrow, this has to be reflected in all the documentation, and we're debating this budget.
Yes.
I'm not sure when we want to go to our study groups, then come back and adopt it, and all those kind of things. But study groups fall outside of this meeting. They are not part of these meetings in the first place. It's an arrangement by political parties who can't come and bring that those processes within the committee arrangements. I don't think it's proper. If members haven't met with their study groups, we'll have to sort it out. It's unfortunate.
We're here now as members of parliament. We have to respond to the work that is in front of us. Member Makar.
Thank you.
So in addition to what you have said, parties must be proactive to their study groups, because I don't think we can wait for the parties to first go to the study groups before we adopt budget. Thank you. Member Mahathir?
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to get clarity. Are we here representing parties or provinces? I just want clarity before I can go on, because my understanding is that we are here representing the provinces, and we were there as provinces while the department was doing briefing, and we are seated here as delegates from provinces. Maybe I should get clarity first if I can comment.
I think members can answer that question. Whilst they are thinking, let me go to Member Mnube, then Member Blakey.
Honorable Chairperson, maybe what the Honorable Member Wendy is saying. For instance, you have on the minutes of the 25th, you have people that are absent. Mm. You have Prince Gunda Davidas. They are written as party members and not as provinces. You get the ANC, you have provinces. You have provinces, you have a party and you have provinces. And when you get to the absent one, then we have that thing of parties. Yeah. Maybe in future, as we correct or document the attendance, we then have to put attendance correctly. However, what I wanted to indicate was, I'm not going to answer. I'm trying to answer, but I'm not going to answer. To say what we need to note, that I don't know where the province comes from, the DA, but when you look into the attendance register, my honorable member of Davidas was also not there in terms of the, I'm saying, to understand the budget vote more, if maybe he was there, he would be understanding, and then go back to the party and seek mandate so that today you are okay with the mandate, better mandate or understanding in terms of what is going to be happening tomorrow or what happened on that day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Member Blakey, and you follow by Divalis.
Chairperson. I'll speak on two things. One is that understanding the setup in this select committee. All members who are here are representing provinces. That we know. But Chairperson, I've been saying this to other members and members in discussion that we cannot look into that in silos, because members being here representing province are also assigned in my terms assigned by parties. So other people say deployed by parties to select committees. They are deployed here, assigned by political parties to come in parliament, but they represent provinces in parliament. So we cannot totally separate the two. It is for that reason, Chairperson, when you go to debates or plenary in parliament, you will have people from provinces speaking, representing parties. It is now we can't say, I'm not saying we should not. We can't separate this completely. So I'm not going to respond for Honorable de Villiers on this matter. he, as a member of the select committee, had the right to stand up and raise a matter which maybe he felt aggrieved about. But it should be this meeting that politely, without putting in hassles in explanation, assisting the member to understand processes, how we move forward. So I'm making a plea to the chairperson that we should actually listen to what the member is actually asking, because maybe it might be that the member is saying the same budget vote going to be debated in tomorrow. So as we go there, what the member is saying, he would have an opinion and move. In the budget vote meeting, in support or against the budget, depending on the input that he will be receiving from his own political party, because still he's going to be told, no, there are discrepancies there, therefore we cannot move with the budget. We'll say we'll support the budget if the budget includes the following. It's not that you completely reject the budget. It doesn't matter whether a DA person or ID person or a cool person said we do not accept. You vote, the budget pass, but you register some other items that you think are shortfall in a budget that you think must be considered in future. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Member de Villiers.
Thank you, Chairperson. My situation of absent, I already explained that, because there was wrong details of mine with the secretary. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, we in the DA already discussed the situation around the budget, all the budgets. And we decide there that after the budget speech is delivered in the House, then the DA will tell their stand to the House what is their stand according to the budget votes. That is all the budget votes. So tomorrow afternoon there will be somebody who will deliver the speech, and then maybe tomorrow after when we next week, then we will tell the House what is the stance of the DA around all the budget votes. If there is something we want to shelve or make a declaration, then that will be concluded in the House. Thank you. So just to solve this problem, if the committee can decide now to approve the budget, then I must tell the committee that we as the DA shelve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the issue of approval, because I don't think we can be delayed by DA and not. Yes. Okay. All right.
Chairperson, when I made at my input, I requested that, because we've got procedures,
mm-hmm.
like I indicated, I'm happy that Honorable Blackie, he made this very clear, mm-hmm. because even to check the quorum of the meeting is guided by the provinces, not by individual parties. But I'm happy that Honorable de Villiers, we understand the process that tomorrow when we debate is an opportunity for the parties to raise their concerns, to raise issues that they need department to take into consideration. And when we deal with appropriation bills, then the parties be allowed to do their declarations. So I think this is what I wanted to do us today, because we must be at an equal footing. We must understand the procedures, because we are here as provinces. When we check quorum, we check it back in provinces. When we are supposed to vote, we'll be voting by as provinces, not as political parties. But I'm happy that it's understood.
I'm asking members to be tolerant of each other. Don't say no when I'm still talking. You must raise your hand and express your view or opinion, please. Okay, all right. Any approval of this report? I mean, adoption, members, with the proposals that are made here by the committee? I think members have made it clear what are the processes that need to be followed by all of us.
Any adoption approval members? I'm looking at you. I've closed any discussion on this matter. I'm looking for a hand that approves now.
Is that approved?
Member de Villiers. Approval or adoption?
Honorable Chairperson, I move for the adoption of this report with the amendment for the seventh point.
Yes, and also, in the, okay, thank you very much. Second. Seconded. Member Makadla.
I'm seconding the adoption.
Thank you very much. Seconded. Member de Villiers.
It is also for the passing of the budget of 4.
Yes.
If it is also for the passing of the budget vote 4, then I must tell the committee that the Western Cape have to shelve the passing of the vote till after the budget speeches will be completed in the House. Then we will tell the stance of the Western Cape.
All right. Noted. Members, I think with that last adoption of this report on the budget vote of the Home Affairs budget vote for, that is the last item on the agenda, and I want to declare the meeting closed and request the members of the ANC to remain just for 5 minutes. To do some house issues.
I'm not getting started.